Get your ass up. This the Queen Quimo podcast. Get your ass up. This the Queen Quimo podcast. Get your ass up. This the Queen Quimo podcast. Look, 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 look. This the Queen Quimo podcast. Better get in tune when she broadcasts. Small feet. Better pay attention when she broadcasts. All facts. Might learn something with your dog ass. Get yourself checked on a Sunday. Just might get you right on a Monday. Aim high. Why? You can make it big someday. Cause when I say aim, I ain't talking about the gunplay. Even though we straight from the hood with it. Any topic we could talk was good with it. Yeah. Midwest, we putting on. You an artist in your song. Think your track hot, we gon' see when she put it on. They either gon' vibe or they gon' leave when she put it on. That's G, get to know about Queen. No subject, look, she just might open up. Not play this and freestyle when she open up. No play thing on the low, she be going nuts. Got the city going up. This the type of show you listen to when you're rolling up or chilling at the crib with your fam and y'all pulling up. Get some knowledge and a laugh on this podcast. Queen representing for the people on this podcast. Get some knowledge and a laugh on this podcast. Queen representing for the people on this podcast. It's the Queen Quimo podcast. Get your ass up. It's the Queen Quimo podcast. Look, get your ass up. It's the Queen Quimo podcast. Look, get your ass up. Nigga. Fat.
December 12th, 2023. You're now listening to the Queen Quimo podcast. Shalom, salutations, assalamu alaikum, all of that. Well, y'all, I'm so tired. I had such an eventful fucking weekend. Let me drink some water. I sound like somebody daddy. Hold on. There we go. That's better. That's a little bit better. I sound like somebody daddy just now. OMG. But anyways, I had a long eventful weekend. I went to my hometown, Elkhart, Indiana. I went up there to speak to the high school girls and just telling them a little bit about my journey. I gave out some gifts and stuff. Shout out to my hood, too. I didn't really have much money because I didn't get the invite until like probably maybe 2 weeks or maybe a week and a half before happened to be there. But I went on ahead and told my friends and family on social media that I needed donations to get the kids some gifts. And man, when I tell you they showed out, they showed the fuck out. Like, altogether, I spent like $440. And I got $300 from my community to help go get some yoga mats, bath sets, all type of little stuff that I thought high school girls would like makeup palettes, perfume, body sprays, journals. Like, it was so much stuff. And when I tell y'all the kids loved it, they loved it. So shout out to my city. Y'all helped me do that for them kids. Like, if it wasn't for y'all, I wouldn't even have been able to get them nothing. So shout out to Elkhart, man. Y'all the shit. So it's so crazy to me, though, that I had went up there December 11th and did that. Literally 7 months ago, I did it 7 months ago for the first time. So this is my second time talking to some kids, and even from it being from my first to my second, I feel like I'm a totally different person. And so I just wanted to be honest with them kids. Like I said, like I spoke to them kids in May 11th of this year. 7 months have went past, and literally the next day after I went and spoke with them kids, I broke up with my ex, and I just had all type of just pain and drama and all of this shit coming up. So, like, I just was forced into this self-love journey. And I just feel like it's such a blessing. Like, God is wonderful, man. God is powerful. Like, God is powerful. It's so crazy how this all worked out full circle. So, after talking to them kids, though, and just sitting over here meditating, I've been having a lot on my mind. Like, I haven't even really been able to sleep. I probably did this like 2 days ago. So, no, I did it yesterday. So, this was, today is the next day. But I don't know when by the time y'all hear this episode. But anyways, I'm recording this the next day. And it's just crazy to me how certain things we just don't pay attention to. How it affects kids. How it affects children. And I also think that we undermine how intelligent our kids are. we really undermine it, because when they come here, they can't really communicate to you. When kids are born and they little, they can't really communicate to you through words. So babies, you know, they communicate through actions and through their behavior. So, you know, a baby will cry if they wet, or they'll cry if they want a bottle, or they'll cry if they just need some affection time. You'll know kind of what your baby need when it's your baby, you know, or like your relative, or you just been around kids. We had this natural instinct on how to connect with children. And we think because they can't verbalize or put into words or even tell us any other than those behaviors and symptoms. I mean, yeah, the behaviors or patterns that a baby do. We think that they dumb, or that they don't know what they know. And so talking with those teenage kids helped me realize, number one, they are not much different from me as a grown woman. A lot of those girls in there was, the youngest girl I think was 14, the oldest 17, you know. But their mentality, a lot of their mentality is not much different from mine. The only difference between a 17-year-old woman mentality and a 33-year-old woman mentality is experience. And I don't think that we give the kids enough credit for being intelligent or for being angry or for being sad or any emotion that a child has, or any, even their own little young lives. We think that they're not under pressure, and they're under pressure, and we think that they don't understand us. So we try to shelter them from the truth, and the whole time the kids been know the truth. Just think back. I think because we don't take much time no more to connect with our inner child. And it's because life got us that way. Life got us so busy where we're working, trying to pay the bills and take care of these kids. Or we trying to also figure shit out in our life. Like, I thank God, all praise be to God, that when I was going through that breakup, that I didn't have children. I wouldn't have wanted my kids to see me like that. I probably wouldn't have took time to really fucking heal that. Because when you be having children, all of the energy and time is invested into the child. So you ain't got the time to be even showing what you going through to your kids. But the whole time, because kids are so intelligent and so spiritually in tune. Kids are very spiritually enlightened and in tune. They have some special powers. But because you ain't showing your baby, don't think that your baby don't know that something is affecting you and something is hurting you. They know that because they feel that same hurt. They're spiritually connected to you. Your child have cords. Y'all were cut at the cord, even when they was cut at the cord from you. It's an imaginary cord that still remains with you and your child. So instead of trying to hide that you're in pain or that something is hurting you, maybe you should talk to your child about it, or allow your child to tell you how they feel about it, and not distract yourself from what you need to heal and start looking at the kid telling them what they need to heal and fix. It really got me just thinking, you know, like, those babies taught me so much, and they gave me so much to look at myself inwardly about, you know. And like right now, I think since I've been close in meditation, I look at since I've been closer with myself through meditation and through prayer and through yoga, I look at the everyday thing that we do very differently. And I'm gonna give you an example. Like, a lot of people say they don't like sexy red because they don't feel like she's a good influence on the kids. And people think that the kids are going to mimic those behaviors. After talking to those young ladies yesterday, none of them wanted to be like sexy red. None of them. None of them is not looking at what sexy red doing and thinking, I can do this and be like sexy red. None of your daughters are thinking like sexy red. But what I notice is that a lot of people... Kids, guess who they want to impress? They want to impress their parents. They want to impress people that are in their life, their friends, their peers. So it's more so what the peers are doing that's affecting the kids, and what the parents are doing that's affecting the kids, and the teachers and their surroundings that's going to contribute what type of music they choose to listen to. And then from there, who they want to follow. you can't shelter what is going on in the world. This shit is real. However, we can go through it together and just come up with clues and solutions on how we could compromise and get shit done. So even something small though, like I was just saying, like TV. I'm sitting here meditating, I'm listening to my sound bowls, and I just got deep into my thoughts. And I thought about how, like, when we was young and the TV would come on, that'd be like, this is a PG movie. And so I'm like, what the fuck is PG? So that means it's PG-14. You can watch that movie if you're 14 years old. Or you can go to the theater and watch this movie if you had a parent present with you. So I'm bringing this up to say, like, so when we watch TV and all of the stuff, the television is really television. The program is really programming. We know that. People have been discussing that as part of the woke movement. But they know that some of these movies they made and images that's on the screen, a child shouldn't see. So, like, when we think back into our lives, the first movie your child gonna ever see is what's going on in your house. You think about what's going on in your house. Is what going on in your house PG-13? Is what's going on in your house PG-14? Or is what's going on in your house very X-rated and violent? Before the TV, that's what draws us to things that we watch on TV. Is the first TV movie, Tubi movie that we ever gonna have is when we open our eyes in the morning and we look around in our environment, in our households. That's what we gotta change. If the government know, and these different movie creators know that a child shouldn't see certain movies, why the fuck don't we have that same rating system in our houses? Why don't we have the same rating system in our schools? Why don't we have that same rating system just with us having interactions in public, like just at the grocery stores and stuff? We're not thinking about if what I'm doing, not what the TV doing, not what the rapper doing, not what the famous person is doing, but is what I'm doing good enough for my child to see with their own eyes, or the neighborhood child to see with their own eyes? That shit is very traumatic. And that causes you to have disruptive behavior. And that causes you to lack self-worth. And that causes you to become a people pleaser. Because you trying to figure out how you can mimic what you see on a day-to-day basis. I think that is the conversation we need to have more of. There's so many people telling you, oh, I don't want my daughter looking up to this person. Okay, well, would you even want your daughter looking up to you? What are you doing that you feel like you're better than the rapper who has an influence over your children? That's what I'll be talking about, though, when I'll be telling people, Sexy Red is not the problem. Sexy Red is showing us that we the fucking problem for entertaining such fuckery, for watching something that we don't want to watch, for having a certain behavior that we don't want to be having, for that, like that. That's the shit we be needing to talk about. Why does Sexy Red bother me so bad that I'm finna bash her and talk about her like a dog for not having self-respect? When if we got self-respect, we're not gonna try to bully other people because they don't have self-respect, and make it even more demeaning. That's what I'm talking about. Sexy Red don't bother me. Would I let my TT babies listen to Sexy Red? Hell no. But because how we are towards them and what we doing around them, they ain't gonna wanna listen to Sexy Red. Now, if it comes on the radio and they sing it, they may sing it. But they not gonna be like, ooh, I wanna be just like Sexy Red, because they gonna wanna be like their mom. They gonna wanna be like their aunties. That's what kids wanna be like, their relatives. They wanna be like people that's close to them. They choose the rapper, or they choose the artist, or the movie star when the family member disappoint them and they lose respect. and they stop looking clean in that child's eyes. Or they stop looking attractive into that child's eyes. That's what I'm learning. Everybody, they don't know. We all have magnetism to us. We all do. We all have special gifts, special powers, and ways that we can influence people. But the first person you should worry about the influence over is your child. How much of an influence are you in your child's life? Or your niece's life? Or your nephew's life? Or just a little girl in the neighborhood? How much influence can you have on them by you just being you? You don't have to be phony. You don't have to be perfect, and neither do the children. We be forcing the kids to try to be perfect and to do better than us. And to, you know, they should just feel happy about life, and they should feel like they just special. That's a form of abuse. To feel like you can scold the child because of what they have. You know, they have it made, so they shouldn't be showing out. That's not true. Because we know at our grown age that we can have all of the money and everything. We can have all the money and everything in the world and not be happy. And we've seen that even happen in relationships where the person may be the breadwinner in a relationship and they feel like because they're the breadwinner and they're giving the other spouse everything that they need, that they should just be happy and satisfied with that. We wouldn't like a person to do that to us, so we should not do that to our kids. We should figure out what's going on with them emotionally, because I understand how hard that is when you're going through things emotionally and you really don't even understand your emotions because you haven't been able to fully express them or even given the proper education to know what each emotion is, what it looks like, what it feels like, and what to do with it. That's what I've learned, because majority of my childhood fuck ups and shit came from what I was feeling about what was going on at home. My mother was a good mother. She was the best. My mother never did drugs, you know. She didn't have people coming in and out of our life, you know. She wasn't sleeping with nobody. My mama don't even got her fucking ears pierced. So I didn't grow up with my mother being addicted to anything, but I also did not grow up with a silver spoon and given the easy way. I had a lot of responsibility. So while my friends could just be kids, some of them, I could not be a kid. I had to be the baby mother of the house. I was my mother's housekeeper and breadwinner, and I was the baby daddy when there was nothing in the house. So when I'm coming to school and I'm sleeping in class, I don't need a teacher yelling at me and getting upset with me that I'm sleeping in class. I'm sleeping in class because it's warm and I feel safe here, and my house wasn't warm. It was one point in time where we was boiling pots of water to take baths, wash the dishes, clean up, wash people's hair, all of that. We did that for like almost 3 years. We had big ass pieces of plastic and covers taped up into the entries so that we could keep the heat in each room. We did that for 3 years. And so while everybody could just go in the bathtub and just take a regular hot bath, I wasn't able to do that. I had to boil a whole pot of water, just take a bath. I couldn't sleep freely. I always had to sleep with sweatpants on and socks on and hoodies on and shit like that. That's how I went to sleep. I didn't have a car. My mom didn't have a car, you know. So to drive places and all that, that was not really something that I could do. Every now and then we had a car, but I had to walk everywhere. If you're from Elkhart, you know, I used to live in the projects, walk all the way. Matter of fact, I ain't live in the projects. I live on Indiana, so that's close to the projects. I live on Indiana and used to walk all the way to the Wendy's on Cassopolis Street just so I could have a job. I did that for 2 years, rain, sleet, snow. That's a far ass fucking walk. That was a far fucking walk. And when you know why I wanted to do that though? Because I wanted to help my mom. I wanted to make sure I could help pay bills. I didn't like seeing her struggle. I didn't like seeing her hurt. I didn't like seeing her depressed. I knew my mom was depressed. I didn't know what depression was, but I knew something was going on. So it affected me. And I didn't know how to process that or talk about that. I wouldn't dare tell somebody that was going on at school what was going on. I wouldn't even dare talk to her about it because, you know, we wasn't allowed to talk with our parents about certain things. And you didn't want to come off as disrespectful and make her worry even more. So it was hard. And so me thinking and reconnecting with my childhood wounds and the things that I went through as a child is helping me to open myself up and understand these children, because we all are just like these children. It's so much shit that affected us as a teenager that we still going through the struggles of that right now today as an adult. So be kind to these kids. Be kind. Be kind. Get on their ass. Whoop their ass when you need to whoop their ass. Tell them off when you need to tell them off. But compliment them daily. And feed into them daily that they the shit. That it's nobody like them. That they can be beautiful no matter how long your hair is, how short you is, how fat you is, how black, none of that. We're not going to make them feel bad when they walk out the door, because some babies don't walk back in the door. Some babies do not walk back in the door. That's what I'm learning. And shout out to my city too. Shout out to Elkhart. Y'all doing a good ass job with them kids up there. I'm so proud of them. They so smart. They so wise. And really, that's majority of our kids, y'all. Even if they going through a hard time and they being bad, we did that. And a lot of that we did because we had so many emotions that we was not allowed to feel, express, nor process. That's really key. Not even just for children, but for adults. That's key. We could be kind, man. I ain't trying to act like I'm perfect. I'm not perfect. I be burning motherfuckers up. I be getting into it with people. I do freaky hoe shit sometimes. I do shit. I ain't trying to act like I'm above and beyond. No. But I'm aware and I'm conscious now, and I understand where the change needs to happen and how we desperately just need it and really need to do it. We need change. We all need change. The babies need change. We just need change. We just need change. So instead of y'all bashing the sexy reds on the internet and the young boys, the NBA young boys and the Lil Nas X's, we bashing everybody. We don't like what they do. We talk about them all day. Remember that this person that's famous is somebody in your neighborhood that's just like that. And we love them. And we should show them we love them. And if we don't agree with what they do, we stay out of what they do. We don't promote it. We don't share it. We ain't bad-mouthing them. We're going to keep it moving. That's going to take some work to get there, because it's taking some work for me to motherfucking get that. Like, I ain't trying to be no hypocrite. I just understand that I should change. I should change. I want to change. I'm willing to change. And not even change. Let me not say that, because change might not be the word. So let's rephrase that. Evolve. We don't have to change. You could be true to yourself and remain who you are, what you are. But we can evolve. We could go from caterpillar to butterfly. We can do that. We doing that. A lot of us are doing that. Shout out to everybody doing that. I think we need more allowance. We got so much resistance. We got so much resistance. We don't realize this resistance. We don't realize that we looking out the window way too much often than we do the mirror. Looking out the window is great. That's how you visualize. But if you don't like what you see in the mirror, what you see out the window ain't gonna look much good neither. Look more in the mirror. Look in the mirror. And don't just look in the mirror and not like what you see. Learn to look in the mirror and love what you see. And accept yourself just how you are. and compliment yourself for who you are and what you are, where you came from, the shit on the inside that's in you and not on you. Do that in the mirror. Then when you look out that window, your visualizations become more clear. They become more purpose-driven. They become more positive. Clean the window. Clean the mirror and look in both of them. But spend more time in the mirror than you do out the window. We look in the mirror for a brief second when we get up and get ourselves ready. Look in it more often. Not just the cellular phone, these pictures and shit, that's cool. But even that, like, the words that they use, they're letting us know what it's doing to us energetically, man. I ain't trying to sound too deep. I ain't trying to, be overly conscious on here. I have been smoking. I have been smoking. But I've been thinking also. I've been open. And now that we're in a season of receiving. And to receive, you have to be open. You got to clear out some bags. You got to remove some of that shit you've been holding in that bag and take it out and make room for the new shit. And sometimes you might have to throw a bag away and get a new bag. Get a new bag. The bag might be heavy, but the bag definitely fucking bagging. Make sure the bag is bagging. That's all I'm saying. It just be like that, man. Like, them kids open my eyes to myself every time. Every single time they open my eyes to myself. Y'all doing a good job with these babies. Y'all doing a good job. And right now, what we got going on, though, we got to build the connection back in these families with these kids, with the kids' fathers. We got to build them back. You don't have to deal with everybody, but the respect could be there. And not like, not to a point where you allow people to disrespect you and they still have access to you, no, but to a point where you respect yourself so much that a disrespectful person won't even get a rise of disrespect out of you because of the respect you have for yourself. You'll know that it's beneath you. It's beneath you. It suits you no purpose to get on that level and to lower yourself to do something that will go against who you really are and what you really are.